Hello and welcome. This is Peter, otherwise known as Conkers 3 at Share Talk. Today I have the privilege of speaking with John Adamson, who is our new operations manager focused on events. Because in 2017, Share Talk are going to be exploring events for all manner of companies, including AIM, oil, mining, fintech, biopharma, healthcare, etc. So if you are a company and you're looking to do an event and have access to high net worth individuals in 2017 and beyond, contact us at ShareTalk. Hello, John. How are you, chap?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Very good, thank you. Now, today I want to focus on the event that ShareTalk have got planned for the 26th of November and the companies that have booked to present there. Now, do you want to give me a little introduction to the event on the 26th, please?
Sure, yeah. So this is our first solo event hosted by Zach Meir from Zach's Traders Cafe. We'll be filmed by Tip TV on the night. Headline sponsor, Beaufort Securities. The event will be held at Forest of Arden Marriott Hotel, which is just near Birmingham. And it will take place on Saturday, 26th of November, from 6 p.m. till approximately 10 p.m. So we'll also be having speaking on the night, main presenters, Macango Resources, Kola Gold, Metal Tiger, and Regency Mines.
Okay, so who are the individuals representing Macango, for instance?
So for Macango, we'll be having non-exec chairman Derek Linfield, chief executive officer and executive director William Dawes, and president and executive director Alexander Lemon.
Okay, and Macango, what are they involved in? John.
So Macango essentially a rare earth minerals company, and they are listed on Toronto Stock Exchange from 2011, recently IPO'd onto AIM June 2016.
Okie dokie. And you mentioned Regency Mines. Who's there for Regency Mines?
Yeah, we'll be having Andrew Bell, who's the CEO and executive chairman there.
Yeah, so Regency Mines manages a balanced portfolio of mineral and oil and gas projects and investments in multiple international locations, and they're at various different stages of development, RGM ticker for short.
Yeah, okie dokie. Now, Kola Gold, who's coming regarding Kola Gold?
So for those who are following Metal Tiger, they'll probably be aware of Mr. Cameron Parry, who's now CEO of Kola Gold, previously from Metal Tiger. Kola Gold, as they sound, are a gold exploration and gold mine development company primarily focused on India and also listed on AIM.
Okay, Mr. Cameron Parry is coming with a colleague as well?
He will be doing, yes.
Okie doke. And you mentioned Metal Tiger are going to be present as well?
Yep, so as everyone knows, we've got a new CEO for Metal Tiger, Alex Borelli. Alex will be presenting on the night. Whilst a lot of people seem to think Paul stepped away, Paul Johnson will also be attending on the night too.
Okay, so what's Paul's current role at Metal Tiger then?
So I believe Paul is involved in asset trading primarily now for Metal Tiger.
All right, so that's their asset arm and investing and making investments in other companies, etc.
Correct, yeah, correct.
Okie dokie. Now, I did notice regarding this event that there's a charitable angle to this as well.
Sure, that's right. So we're working with Bradley Lowery's Fight. Yep. Bradley is a five-year-old boy from the Northeast who has a very rare form of cancer and needs to go abroad to get treatment for that cancer. And the total amount that needs to be raised for that is £700,000. Yeah, they're currently at just over £600,000. So we're aiming to give, well, we will be giving all our profits from the night directly to Bradley Lowery's Fight.
Excellent. That's a really good cause. Now, I did note that you've got some sponsors for the event as well. There's a few different companies involved.
Sure, yeah. So I mentioned Beaufort Securities. They're our headline sponsor. Yeah. Thank you very much for that. Beaufort are very sort of specialised in the sort of mining industries. Mm-hmm. But they've got they've got a number of companies on the sort of AIM market. They also deal with FTSE companies in the other markets too.
Yeah.
So quite a big player in the sort of stockbroker world. We were also supported by a number of our other stakeholders, if you like. So people like St. Brides and Partners, who are a ShareTalk client.
Yeah.
St. Brides are PR company, very much sort of working with a number of AIM companies, quite a high number of AIM companies at the moment. And then we're also working with, supported by, London South East.
Mm-hmm.
I think most of our delegates will be aware of London South East, lse.co.uk, being one of the sort of premier sort of providers of forums for all those shares that we're invested in, amongst other things now with their new sort of share views, video content and what have you. And we've also got two other stakeholders, so Mining Maven, who we're currently working with on their November events, also featuring Makango. So they've got another event coming up on the 17th, which we encourage any of our listeners to go to.
Okay.
That is based in London. And ShareTalk will also be at that event too. Mining Maven are quite famous for their regular podcast, featuring experts such as Gervais Heddle, John Helmer, etc. Yeah, very happy to have Mining Maven involved. And then last but not least, we've got Yellow Jersey. Yellow Jersey, PR company, top five ranked corporate and financial communications consultancy in the UK. ShareTalk, very pleased to have Yellow Jersey on board. We've recently started working with them directly, and we hope to be doing a lot more with Yellow Jersey in the future.
Okay, now John, I'm a big advocate for private investors looking CEOs and CFOs and board members in the eye. Why do you think it's important that private individuals and high net worth individuals attend on the 26th of November or the 17th of November, Mining Maven event?
Sure. I mean, I think you just nailed it on the head, really, with the phrase sort of looking them in the eyes. I mean, a lot of people I know will say sort of seeing the whites of the eyes.
Yeah.
I think it's not necessarily to see, do you really trust them or are they lying or what have you? It's more a case of, you know, can you get any extra detail that you're not necessarily going to get in an RNS? Can mm-hmm. you get them to sort of explain more about the various projects that they're working on and find out a bit more about what stage they're at in those projects? And I think for a lot of people who are not invested in those companies, as well as obviously the people who are already invested, it's a chance for those people to come and really hear the whole story. So, you know, you may use lse.co.uk or one of the other websites where you read your RNSs and what have you. But a lot of these companies have not been listed on AIM for that long. You may have to go through all their sort of investor relations channels on their website, and they may have 20, 30 RNSs to read. And this just gives you a chance to get an overview from somebody who knows the company inside out, knows where it's going, and can give you a flavour for the, you know, potential returns that you may be looking at and the risks involved. Obviously, there's always an element of having to do your own research on top of that, but I think this just gives you that extra layer of information that you don't get from going on a website, listening to a podcast, what have you. This is, you know, the information in its rawest form.
No, so I appreciate that answer. That's a really good answer there, John. I mean, obviously, I wanted to stress there's the important aspects of these events also with these CEOs and all these different individuals arriving and attending with these companies is the fact there's a Q&A aspect to it all as well, isn't there? So they get the individuals attending get the opportunity to ask questions directly.
Exactly. And it's not necessarily just the Q&A at the end of each presentation. There's a networking both before and after. There'll probably be a number of people who are coming to the event that will be staying over at the venue at the Forest of Arden Marriott Hotel. So they'll have the vast majority of the night to speak to whoever they want to speak to. And the good thing about the presenters from all four companies that are coming, and not forgetting sponsors as well, they're there to speak to shareholders and potential investors. So that's, you know, they're not going to be hiding on the night. And I think that's, you know, that's the bonus for everybody of being there, really.
Thank you for that explanation, John. I wanted to ask, because obviously you've started promoting this a few weeks ago, and already you've had quite a large number of people saying they want to attend and have registered. How quickly do people need to register? Because I know that the numbers that you've got and the season you've got are limited.
Sure, yeah. So we are limited to 100 guests on the night. And we sold half those tickets, for want of a better word, in the first week. It's actually free to attend, by the way. So we are, you know, there will be a cutoff point where the event fills up. You can register now on Eventbrite. There's links to the Eventbrite booking page on both our website, our LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, all the social media channels that we're using. There'll also be a link in the page on the website where this podcast is featured. So yeah, if you book early, hopefully we'll see you there.
Okie doke. And you mentioned earlier on that Tip TV are also going to be there to film the event.
Yeah, correct. So we'll have a couple of camera people there on the night. So all the presentations are going to be filmed. There'll be some interviews with investors and presenters outside of the main presentations as well. And this is all exclusive content that will be featured on ShareTalk website after the show.
Okie doke. I think that about covers it for us, John. I look forward to seeing you and the rest of the team and all the companies on the 26th of November.
Okay, thanks for your time, Pete.
All right, take care. God bless.
Thank you.